11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball. The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls.
He shoots, he scores, goals. Scoring the goals. He shoots, he scores, goals. Scoring the goals.
Yes, welcome along everyone. This is the League Podcast Championship Edition. Thank you to Alex Dunn for stepping in last week. My name's Lee Phelps. Pete Farris is with me, as ever. You well, Pete?
Hello, and this time in wonderful, beautiful, yeah, non-phone line while cats meow quality. This is a treat.
Well, we can bring a cat in if you like, if you're feeling lost without a cat.
I'm always lost without my cat's
lead. I'm so tempted to do a rude joke then, but I withheld. We've got six championship matches to look at. First of all, on Friday night on the telly, Sky Sports 1, big match, Wolves versus Derby. Derby in fourth, one of these many teams, five teams, who are jostling for automatic promotion at the moment. Derby on 67 points with the worst goal difference of those top five clubs. Seems strange saying that now after their early season form, but without a win in four now and struggling a little bit, without a win in five actually and struggling a little bit. Wolves haven't won until the Tuesday night this week, Pete, when they beat Sheffield Wednesday. Yeah. The prices for this game, see Wolves at 6-4, the draw at 21-10 and Derby at 6-4. The traders don't know, do you?
Yes, I think I do. I think Wolves are very good value at 6-4 in this game. Steve McLaren said after the loss to Middlesbrough that Derby suffered, of course, in the week. 1-0 loss to that Patrick Bamford goal. He came out and said, well, it's looking like it's going to have to be the playoffs for us. And everything around Derby that was so positive, that huge run, it all appears to be crumbling back in on themselves. I know two people who are in and around Derby, and they say the confidence right now is shot through the floor. That this is a side who, don't forget, we're flying, and you know, it's not. I mean, it's ridiculous for, in some ways, because Steve McLaren's saying that, and they're fourth in the league. For me, with Steve McLaren saying that kind of thing, when this table is that close, not only is it defeatist, but you know, it's just ill-advised. I look at Wolves. You know, they've drawn against Brighton, who have resurged pretty well under Chris Hughton. They've got a draw against Watford 2-2. Fair enough. You know, fair enough. They've played well. You know, we've constantly been talking about how good Wolves have been this season. They've done things, I think, very well under the radar. They've not got loads of platitudes. They've not got loads of plaudits. They've simply just prodded along nicely. Yes, they're out without Bakary Sarko for this game, so maybe don't look at him to be scoring any time. But when Derby have been to Fulham, been to Brighton and lost those games to nil. Just lost to Borough to nil, which isn't the worst thing in the world, but draws against Birmingham, not great, and okay, you know, a decent result against Norwich. They're hard to beat, but with Wolves hitting five past Rotherham, three past Fulham, three past Wednesday, of course, as well, and looking good in front of goal, there is only one thing for me, and that is Wolves at 6-4. You could play Wolves to nil. You could play Wolves minus a goal as well, with the way that Derby is struggling. Have got some injuries as well. But for me, this is a really, really, really good way in. I think it's, to be honest, one of the best bets of the week. And I appreciate why the traders are scared about it, Lee, but I ain't.
Fair enough. Good. The second live TV game of the Championship weekend is the game at 12:15 on Saturday. Should be an absolute cracker as well. Bournemouth against Middlesbrough. Bournemouth are priced up at 11-10. It's 11-5 the draw, and Borough are 2-1. Well, every single game, Pete, is changing this table round.
Yeah.
You know, both these teams have had a top spot recently. Middlesbrough are now joint on points with Watford, a goal inferior, plus 32 versus plus 33. You've got Bournemouth, who are 2 points back on plus 39. It's fascinating, the top of this table. And this is a fascinating game as well. I mean, Middlesbrough have kind of been winning one, losing one, winning one, losing one. The problem for them is that the worst results have come away from home until they went to Derby and won 1-0 on Tuesday night. Bournemouth have just been scoring goals for fun, haven't they? Admittedly, though, they have played Fulham and Blackpool in recent times, and two of the easiest teams to beat, I suppose, if you can get on top of them. 1-1 draw against Cardiff in the week. The draw is the biggest price here. Is it the most likely result?
I think it may well be, yeah. I'd certainly say that Middlesbrough are a very good price here at 2-1. If you want to play your draw no bets or something along those lines, you plus a goal, you'll still get odds against in terms of your draw no bet, and you know, you'll be flirting around it for your plus a goal. But look, Borough went to Derby and won 1-0. Great. But they've been to Arsenal and lost. Are we going to hold that against them? No. The draw against Birmingham, you know, I don't think we can say it was good enough. Sheffield Wednesday have had the hoodoo over Borough for a while now and have in fact done the double over them. So like you said, there's been some losses you can understand. There's been some losses that you can't and some points dropped that you can't. But this game was 0-0 at the Riverside earlier in the season. And this is the second of what are three ridiculously difficult away games for Middlesbrough. They've already been to Derby. They've got Bournemouth, of course, and then they've, of course, got the big, big game coming up as well away from home. Is it next weekend or the weekend after? I can't remember. But either way, they've obviously got to go to Watford. So this is the most important period. Past the 7th of April, this is going to be sort of, you know, the main bulk of what Borough have had to do this season will be done, and they've got teams that they should be beating after that. A draw here is not the worst result in the world for Middlesbrough at all. It was a draw when they met last time. We're expecting low on the goals. And yes, Borough pipped Derby. And yes, Bournemouth are looking really, really, really good. But am I going to take what they did to Blackpool massively? You know, I'll respect Bournemouth for it because they did brilliantly. But it is Blackpool. Mm. And they are, for me, more done now in terms of mentality than they have been all season, which is understandable. So, for me, the draw at 11-5 is really good. You can get yourself a draw no bet on Middlesbrough, then fair play to you. Look at Bamford anytime. He'll be a good price going away to a Bournemouth who are very, very tight at home. But I do think the draw here is the way to play this.
Very good. Let's move on to our next featured game, which is the Brentford match. In fact, Brentford versus Millwall, 8-13 Brentford. The draw is 11-4 and Millwall are priced up at 16-5. Millwall, of course, second bottom and have changed their manager. Brentford are sixth on 65 points, so just kind of clinging on to that last playoff spot. Ipswich breathing down the necks, and Wolves aren't too far behind either. Millwall are 8 points away from safety at the moment, Pete, and you know, it's easy just to say that Brentford should batter Millwall in this 1 o'clock kickoff, and they may well do, but Millwall have just got to dig in and get a point here, haven't they?
Yeah, that's what they've got to do.
Can they?
The problem I've got here is I've got a bit of a cold at the moment. Our listeners will be able to hear. I've done a couple of sniffs already.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't know if it's messing with my mind, but every part of my stomach really wants to back Millwall here.
You did this the other week, I think.
I got it right.
I thought you got it wrong. But maybe.
I don't know. I get quite a lot right and wrong. And I don't know why it is, and I can't put my finger on it. You know, as punters will sometimes sit down and go, listen, this is the way to play this. It's obvious, it's clear. And sometimes we'll go, do you know what? Everyone's saying they're going to win this, but I don't think they are. And I've got that feeling. But I can't sit here on this podcast and put up a Millwall side. They've just shipped 3 against Wednesday, 2 against Rotherham, 3 against Borough, 4 against Norwich, and 2 against an injury-ravaged Bolton. I can't do that. I know, you know, I appreciate the result against Brighton as well, but I can't bring myself to back it, despite that 0-0 against a good side. Brentford, you know, they've hit four past Blackpool. They've hit four past Huddersfield, when weak teams, vulnerable teams, and maybe you could put Cardiff in that, but Cardiff, of course, won at Brentford. But when teams have gone to Brentford, teams like that, they've been on the end of a beating. And Brentford, despite the fact they went through a bit of a sticky patch a few games ago in terms of losing games, they generally win at home, don't they?
Yeah.
And I've got to say, you know, when this whole Warburton thing came out, we discussed in this podcast, I said, I'm going to back against Brentford all the time here because the players have already said, but somehow it looks like professionalism has won the day.
Shock horror.
Damn you, professionalism. I've always fighting against it. And that, therefore, you're minus one Brentford, you're minus two Brentfords. I would play the minus one. Now, we've been a bit vague on price here because we're recording a little bit earlier than we normally would do, and therefore the price actually isn't available currently on this game for the minus a goal. So apologies for that. I will play this because at 8-13, you'll imagine your minus your goal will be hanging around your odds against mark, won't it? You know, maybe not quite there, but
yeah. But
on the way, certainly. I'd play that. I'd certainly play Brentford and over 2.5 goals. And as much as Millwall are going to throw everything at this, I think they might have a chance to pick up some points at home. I don't see it happening away.
Yeah, I think the minus one will... it might get like 11-5.
Absolutely. Yeah. Then
somewhere around the 2-1 mark. Anyway, your minus one, I would guess.
Well, I'll put that, whatever the minus one is. If it's around that mark, play it.
Charlton versus Reading is the next game that we're going to have a look at.
I'll interrupt you there. Charlton are a great bet in this game. What are they doing price-wise? I don't understand why the traders continually show Charlton disrespect.
8-5.
They lost the other day, right? They lost the other day, but have won again since. They are still one of the form teams in the league. They're at home, and I don't know if some trader upstairs has some kind of issue with Charlton. Maybe he was mugged there once, or I don't know, maybe a girl that he loved left him for a Charlton fan. I don't know. But all I do know is that Charlton, one of the form teams in this division, at 8-5 against a Reading who, you know, no disrespect, but aren't that great. They're hanging around the lower reaches of the table. They've played FA Cup football. I know that Bradford didn't make it too hard for them, to be fair, on that day. But still, they've played FA Cup football. The focus will be on... Hang on, lads, we've got Wembley here.
Yeah.
And again, if we're talking price shouts, 8-5.
I mean, whether you like the 8-5 or not, how are they a bigger price than Reading? I don't get that. But why are Reading favourites? You know, I mean, the draw's probably the best bet, and that's the biggest one of the three, in a sense. But, yeah, I agree with you. I mean, Reading, I think Reading's season's over in the league.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't, you know, they're not going to go down, are they?
I mean, it's possible...
They're 10 points away from the drop zone, so it'd be very unlikely for them to go down from this stage.
And now, all of a sudden, for Steve Clarke and for Reading, they can turn a season where they would have hoped to have pushed for playoffs into, well, I'll tell you what, we didn't push and we survived, but we've had this cracking cup run.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, you're absolutely right. This season becomes about the cup.
Yeah.
So... Again, if we're just talking prices, what's your problem, traders? I don't get it, but I'm enjoying it because it's been where my naps have been going recently and I've finally been landing some. So a little bit of a hint there as to what might happen in about 5 minutes' time.
Yeah, Leeds United are away at Blackpool and are odds on to beat the hapless bottom of the table team.
Let me interrupt you there, Lee.
5-2 Blackpool, 11-5 the draw. Blackpool, of course, miles from safety and down. Leeds United 14th on 48 points. Funny team, aren't they, Leeds, Pete? Because they just when you think they're getting up, maybe it's because we're based in Leeds, and you know neither of us are Leeds fans, and so you see a lot of Leeds fans, and they get a little bit of hope, and then the hope's kind of expunged for a week, and they get a bit more hope, and it's like they're constantly being given something with one hand and taken away with the other. That run they went on was great. They lost a couple. They won at home to Ipswich and won at Wigan, and they drew with Forest, playing Fulham midweek as well. Put simply, though, whatever your form's like, you need to be going to Blackpool and winning.
Yeah, and they will. The only thing, again, a bit of a leveller is the pitch, but I don't think Neil Redfern will have his players too worried about that. What's left to be said about Blackpool, really? It was clear from day dot that this was going to be where this season ended for them. It was just clear, wasn't it? They didn't invest in the playing staff. They barely had enough players to get the season going. The Josef Riga thing, and it's just not worked for them. And whatever they've tried to do or whatever they've tried to ride out hasn't worked. We're recording this on the Wednesday. Leeds have got to go to Craven Cottage this evening, and then obviously play on Saturday. Maybe a bit of tiredness, you could argue. I don't care. 10-11 is a wonderful price for Leeds right now. It might be a bit shorter if they win. It might be a bit bigger tonight if tonight they lose. Who knows? But I do like the 10-11. Play your -1 and your -2 again. A couple of weeks ago, I mentioned just before the Bournemouth game that Lee Clark had said his team and his players would need a miracle, a footballing miracle, to get themselves out of the mire they're in. Since then, they've not scored and shipped 7 goals.
No, yeah.
I mean, as far as a message goes, it's maybe not the best, is it?
No.
Another one to look at, Alex Moat, of course, in good goal-scoring form, has scored 2 in the last 3. We're not, of course, counting in the possibility against Fulham this evening. Hopefully he scores there, takes free kicks, and he's one of this really talented group of young lads who are at Leeds, whether it be through the academy or whether it be like Murphy or whatever. So play your -1, play your -2, and I'd be playing -1 against Blackpool on most occasions now. I mean, look at Birmingham and Sheffield Wednesday, two teams who the -1 hasn't landed against Blackpool recently for, but neither of those are massively high-scoring teams, are they? Sheffield Wednesday especially, you know.
No.
When Bournemouth, Charlton, Wigan, you know, and Leeds have been scoring well and looking good, and the job Neil Redfern has done has been, you know, caked in magic for me. I think he's done superbly, and I think he deserves a real nod for what was a real crisis situation. So 10-11 ultimately, magnificent play, -1 as well. Blackpool get done.
Yeah, I was just looking then when you were talking, they're 18 points from safety, 19 really, because the goal difference is so bad. They need 24 points available, so I mean, if results go against them over the next week and a bit, they'll be down with probably six games to go.
Yeah, no, I'd imagine so. I just very quickly on that, I still think Rotherham are in trouble.
Because talk about that now, Pete, because we've got Wigan next, haven't we? We're looking at Wigan next, and they're the team who are just below Rotherham. 34 points, Wigan. Rotherham on 40. Weirdly, it's Wigan's away form that's keeping them afloat, isn't it? I mean, the last time they won a home league game was on the 30th of August. Imagine being a Wigan fan. They've lost the last six on the spin at home. Scoring only one goal in the process. Now, they haven't been getting battered by many teams, but they can't pick up points. I mean, 6 points is a lot to make up, though, Pete, on Rotherham. You know, where are Wigan going to make up 6 points? You know, let's say Rotherham lose every game between now and the end of the season. You know, are Wigan going to pick up enough points to catch them?
Well, I mean,
pick up points.
Well, I haven't looked at the whole of Wigan's fixture list yet to come. But, I mean, Wigan have won three of the last five games in the league. Yeah. You know, that is impressive. Rotherham have picked up some wins as well, so we have to be honest and fair about that. But, you see, with this game, before we look at that, 6-5 for Wigan isn't a good price.
No.
Not when Bolton have just done what they've just done midweek.
Yeah.
But I think it lands. I think Wigan win this game.
Right.
I think Bolton are gonna swoop gently and mysteriously into the night. They're done now. You know that 44 points will be enough. Another 3 points, which they will get, will almost certainly be enough. 6-5 is not a good enough price, but I think it's gonna land because I think they're gonna be able to pull it out. Now Malky Mackay did at one point at Cardiff have a real problem late season. His Cardiff side always tailed away late season to expectation. But now the expectation, I think, is so low and it's rather hope. I think this actually plays in Malky Mackay's favour because normally his sides have dropped away. They certainly did in the Championship when they were going for promotion initially, obviously before he did get them up. So there is all of this, which I think is really good. I mean, you look who they've got left to play. They've got Bolton, then they've got Borough. Okay, I don't think they're going to get points off Borough. Derby, though, are in real trouble and they'll be hosting Derby. They've got to go to Fulham, Millwall. Then they finish against Brentford, having had Wolves and Brighton at home. It is possible. The home form's got to improve, though. They're barely scoring at home. I think it's only one goal in the last six at home. They are really struggling. But then Bolton away from home, if you break this form down, Bolton's away form ain't great either.
No.
They're not scoring a huge amount of goals. They ain't picking up barely any points. So, you know, the last win, you're looking months and months ago for Bolton now.
Yeah.
So, for me, in the end, I thought because we've only got the outrights available, I'd play the draw at 11-5. I think it's likely I'd play the unders on the goals. I do think Wigan win, so play Wigan by a goal, your handicap tie. I think they're going to win, but the 6-5 isn't a good enough price. So, it's a bit of a difficult one. It is a difficult one, but I think Bolton, with their away form mixed together, in, if you're looking at this like a betting soup, Bolton and their away form and their intention all together makes a bit of a soup that can't be, not bothered, because that's defamatory in a way, but won't be as motivated as a Wigan who, yes, the ingredients aren't great, but I tell you what, you're going to want to eat the soup.
It's a terrible metaphor.
It didn't even make any sense, because I went from the person creating the soup to whether or not they ate the soup. But the point remains, hopefully that absolute nonsense has explained what I'm trying to put across.
I get you.
It almost definitely hasn't. But that's the way I look at it. And I still, listeners, I would still go. I still think Rotherham at 7-2 are a really good price to go down.
It's nap time.
Oh, good.
I believe. You've had three winning naps on the trot now, Pete, and you're approaching parity.
I know, yeah.
Minus 18.
If I come out of this
82.
Podcast and everyone could say, well, he didn't make any profit, he didn't make any loss, so what was the point? Then I've done my job.
I think last week I lost, and I think you and Jason both won. Jason Lewis will be doing the League One and League Two games and the JPT final on our sister podcast. So
can
make
we have
sure
a quick word
that out?
Just to slag off Alex Dunn, who co-signed your nap for you last week. MK Dons to nil. Have you seen any MK Dons games?
I don't want to criticise him.
Defensively, absolute mess at times recently.
He's doing the League One and League Two podcast with Jason, but I'm going to pick my own nap this week. But you can go first, Pete, seeing as you're in clover at the moment.
Well, there was a few.
I think I'm on plus 21.
Right, what am I on?
Minus 18, 82.
was 110 a few weeks back. Daddy's back. 10 to 11 Leeds
don't
was
say that again.
Yeah, it was horrible. 10 to 11 Leeds was really there, and right. and I kept looking at it and I kept thinking everything to do to back against Blackpool from here until the end of time / the season. But I'm going to get a bit greedy here, because yet again Charlton are overpriced. Yet again Charlton are, in terms of a winner in the outright market, second fabs when they shouldn't be. One of the form teams in the league who have got goals all over the place at the moment, who are high in confidence, who are making the charge, are playing a side who really have got the FA Cup to play, and other than that, let's just chill out. It really, for me, is a monstrously good price. Might not land, but it is a monstrously good price, and therefore, my nap of the week will be Charlton at 8-5.
My nap comes in the Brentford game, and you've put me off a little bit, Pete. I must admit, I was going to go for Andre Gray to score and Brentford to win at 6-4.
I don't think it's a bad bet.
But your funny feeling in your stomach now will stay with me all weekend, and then when Millwall scrape a draw in the last minute or something daft, I'll be like, why didn't I listen? So I'm just going to go, for safety's sake, for Andre Gray to score any time at 21-20. He scored 14 goals already this season in 37. Not prolific, but he's been in good nick the last couple of games, got 2-2, and he scored 2 of his 14 at Millwall. I like those kind of little mug bets, familiarity and all that. And I think they will win the game, actually. But so if you want to go for the Andre Gray to score and Brentford to win, then it's priced up at 6-4. I'll just go for the 21-20 for him to score in the match, and that'll do me nicely. Jason's nap, of course, will be on our other podcast, which is available at audioboom.com, on the72.co.uk, and at William Hill. Plus, you can subscribe to all the football podcasts on iTunes. Thanks, Pete.
Cheers, Lee. Thank you very much, everyone.
Back next week for more of the same. In the meantime, check out all our podcasts at any of those places. And if you're having a bet on any of the Championship action, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.